Greetings, friends. Liam Maitlam here, KCBS Foodie Champ, with your Liam's List on this day, Friday, August 19th. Let's kick off with starters. Giants playing tonight. I'm wearing my orange-black, going to the game tonight. I hope we get the win. Will we get a wild card spot? We'll have to see. We need lots more wins. Anyway, go Giants. Dumplings. Who does not love dumplings? It's all about the Chinatown Dumpling Fest tomorrow. All the fun happening on Stockton Street near Sacramento in San Francisco. 11 to 3. Every kind of dumpling. $15. You get 15 items to try out. Sounds like a bargain to me. I got a link up the event. Bright page will connect you so you can get your tickets for tomorrow's Dumpling Fest. All weekend, Saturday and Sunday, little town of Cotati has the Accordion Festival. All things according to the accordion. Accordion players from around the bay and across the country all venture here, take over the town for the weekend. It's a beautiful sound, beautiful experience. And more than the music, you'll also find great food vendors. But if it's the accordion sound you love, Cotati, the place to be this entire weekend. Folks, I raved on TV this morning about the Hulu streaming series, The Bear. It's about a young chef, Jeremy Allen White. He's the star here. You know him from the TV show Shameless. He leaves a fine dining world and comes home to Chicago to run his family sandwich shop with his brother. A lot of angst, a lot of drama. The performances are so good. The reality of that experience working in a kitchen, spot on, so say all my chef pals. And just announced this week, there will be a follow-up series on Hulu in 2023. But if you have not yet seen it, and by the way, I've only seen a few episodes. I'm only, I think, a third of the way in. The Bear, streaming on Hulu right now. Friends, also want to mention the Giant Race, the expo is tomorrow, Saturday, at Oracle Park, and the Giant Race on Sunday throughout the streets of San Francisco, and you end up at Oracle Park. And this is for everybody, so you don't have to do a full-on marathon. You can do a 5K, a 10K, and run at your own pace, whatever works for you. Friends, I want to give a little love to Bungalow Kitchen. I was just there recently. For a wonderful wine dinner. Yes, I was spoiled. Chef Michael Minna's Bungalow Kitchen. You know, the food shines. It really does. It's a surf and turf restaurant. So if you love your raw bar, your oysters, you'll be happy with the food here. But let me tell you, the view. When you sit, especially on the patio outside, you're looking back at the city of San Francisco. It almost feels as the city's winking back at you. Wondering how to get there? We can get the ferry direct from San Francisco, and it stops literally in the back door of the restaurant, Bungalow Kitchen. Incredible cocktail program, wonderful world-class wine program, and then just a couple of items on the menu that I have to mention. So many standouts. Michael Minna's famous tuna tartare, of course, a must-have. They have a lobster pot pie, which I suggest you share. It's Maine lobster. In a truffle lobster bisque, root vegetables. It is the hug of love that I crave every time I visit. Meat lovers, what about the 36-ounce dry-aged tomahawk, big enough for two? For veggies, you're not left out. Lots of great salads. Right now, heirloom salad. Salads are on the menu because it's heirloom tomato season. This one served with Persian cucumbers, red onion, Kalamata olives, capers, and feta cheese. A yummy, yummy, yummy salad. And then if you want something slightly different, the GBU, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's a cocktail of tequila with a mix and beer. Friends, Bungalow Kitchen also coming up, some great wine dinners. I was at the Heights Wine Dinner, Heights Cellar Wine Dinner. They pulled some stuff deep from the library. The winemaker Brittany was on hand talking us through the experience. So look out for more special wine dinner experiences at Bungalow Kitchen. It's right there on the waterfront in Tiburon. Make your resi now. For an intimate dinner for two, maybe bring some friends and throw a little party. If you want to come alone, go solo and sit at the bar. Highly recommend it. Enjoy my interview this week, my featured Foodie Chap interview this week with Chef Harrington. Solid chef, solid guy. Check it out if you can. Friends, the entire list, you'll find it at kcbsradio.com, and it premieres every Friday morning live on kbix.com. Enjoy your weekend. Get out there, and I'll see you soon. I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap. Cheers.